I won't keep you long, and let's open our Bible in Philippians chapter number 1. Philippians chapter number 1 this morning, in verse number 12. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 12. This is what the Bible says. Philippians 1, verse number 12. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. I entitled the message this morning, The Furtherance of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we recognize you as our great God. And we ask that you fill us with your word. We pray, Lord God, that this morning may we feel your touch so we might continue to serve you in this life and bring glory to your name. Lord, I pray that you prepare us in Jesus' name. Amen. The furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In this situation in which we find Paul here, he's sharing the gospel of Christ in difficult time. It was being mentioned here that what happened to him have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. And we also still need to do to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only in good times, but also in difficult times. It's not only the time that we want to, the places that we are preaching, or the people that we are sharing the gospel, are the time that it's good. But we need to share the gospel even in difficult situation. Just like, as you have know, that this is the reason why we are saved, because of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason why we are worshiping the Lord this morning, it is because of what he had done on the cross of Calvary, that he died for us. His blood was shed for us to forgive us from all our sins, and that one day we will be in heaven with him for all eternity. And that is because of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And nothing is more important than expanding the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Nothing is more important than that. So we should share the gospel even when it's springtime, even when it's summer, even when it's fall, and even it's winter time. We should always share the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the Philippines, you all know that we don't have four seasons. Our weather there is hot and hotter. But we do sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to any situation, to every place, and we should do even in difficult situation. Just like Paul was happened to him, the Bible says, had fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Why? Because nothing is more important than sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Philippian church are very concerned to the situation of Paul, of what happened to him, and they are very concerned. But I would like to encourage you this morning, if you are doing the right thing, we should not be worried. Because the Lord's hand was upon those people who are doing God's will. I believe with all my heart that if we will do God's will in our lives, the promise of God, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world.
That's right.
So nothing is more important than expanding the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We all know that what happened for these 3 years past of the crisis happened, not only here in the United States, but also in the Philippines, but all around the world, of the crisis that is happening. They thought that that crisis, that COVID, that virus will stop us from serving the Lord. Just like what happened to Paul. The people there at that time who are accusing him and they want him and they bring him to the prison and they are saying, oh, Paul will be now hindering from sharing the gospel. But what happened is that is the way when it furthermore the gospel. My friends, what's happening right now for us should be a reminder that what happened or the crisis that we are now facing should not stop us. Amen. Should not hinder us from serving the Lord. Just like the song, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. In this darkest world, this light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it in a bushel? No. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Because the Bible says, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. Why? Because when they see light in you, they will see that God is working in you, and they will see that there is God who is in the throne and he can save souls. Because nothing can stop the gospel from expanding. In the Philippines, they try to... We remember we experienced no face-to-face gathering. So we started our service first time in our room. Me and my family, we've put curtains, then we just put our table, like the altar, and then my daughters start singing. After that, I preach. And then after that, I just found out that the people are now connecting with us through live stream. Through live stream. You know what? Through that, after the restriction was lifted, there are more people who are now attending. There are now more people since we have those attendees before the pandemic. After the restriction was lifted, there are more. It doubled the attendees. My friends, my beloved brethren, COVID will not stop us from serving the Lord. COVID will not stop us from worshiping the Lord. It will be used for furthering the gospel. More people were being rich on other islands. I have families who have never reached, but I have reached because of those. Discipleships were made. New mission works are planned. People now are surrendering their lives to the full-time ministry, and more people in our place were trained to be soul winners and reaching souls, just like what you have watched this morning, that we have been even reached to the mountain places in time of pandemic. Why? Because nothing is more important than furthering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. The second thing I want you to know is that when it says, what happened to Paul, have fallen out rather into the furtherance of the gospel, nothing can stop the gospel from expanding. Nothing can stop the gospel from its furtherance. My friends, just like Peter, when he's walking at the temple with John and saw that lame man and asking for alms. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And when that man trusted Christ, and he believed that Christ can heal him, and immediately he limp and walk. He limp and walk. And praising God at the temple. But the people are looking toward Peter and John. They took knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus, but those people were just unlearned, ignorant. They never been to the good universities. They never been to the Harvard University. They are just only graduated to the University of Fishery. But they are willing to be used by God. And what they've done for that person, my friends, it's undeniable that he was being healed immediately and he praised God. It's undeniable. And what is now doing in the Philippines, the pastor on the first church is my dad now. The second church that we started is my brother-in-law. The presently church that I'm now pastoring, some of our men from our first church is now fill in while I'm here, my friends. And I cannot deny how God, the Lord is working in their lives. And they are now serving faithfully in the ministry. And I believe we cannot deny on how God is working continually in this church. In helping missions, in doing the work of God, and you are still here because we cannot deny how the Lord is working in our lives. And it's unstoppable. It's unstoppable. People there at their time, in Peter and John's times, they said, the people there, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who gave you the authority to preach that name? Who give you the power to preach that name? And Peter said courageously, I rather obey God than men.
Amen.
It's unstoppable. Why? Because the Bible says what happened to Paul was further the gospel. My friends, nothing can stop the gospel from expanding. If we will stop, the gospel will continue. No one, nobody is indispensable. It's just only us. It's our privilege to serve God. If you are here this morning, my friends, I would like to tell to you, it's our opportunity while we are living to do more for the Lord. We thought this is enough for us to do for the Lord. No. Well, until what time we need to end of serving the Lord? Until the Lord will take us home.
Amen.
Why? Because nothing can stop the gospel from advancing. God is in control, and whatever your lot in life may be, God wants to use your present life circumstances as a platform to advance the gospel. And you can share the gospel where you are, and not only that, God has put you where you are right now in order for you to share the gospel. Why? Because you may never get this opportunity again. I remember when we fly from the Philippines, I had a Jew riding beside me. I got to know him, and I said, I am from the Philippines. And he told me that he's from Israel. Well, for me, as a county boy, it's my privilege to meet many people and other people with other races. So I said, from a normal conversation to a spiritual conversation, because I'm a preacher. I am a gospel preacher and I want to share the gospel. And we come to the point that I ask him, well, you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. He said, I know Jesus. He said, and do you believe him? Do you believe Jesus as he's God? He said, no, I just believe him. He's a good man. He's a perfect man, but he's not God. Oh, really? So we come to the point, to make the long story short, I said, how about his miracles? I said, I asked him that. And he said, how about you? Do you believe in his miracles? He just responded so fast. I said, of course, yes. I said, and the best miracle I've ever received is that when Christ saved my soul, there's something that happened to me. He gives me peace. He gives me joy. And I know that when I die, I will go to heaven. Amen. And he smiled at me. I don't know if it is good or not so good. When he smiled at me. But I said to him, place your faith on him. Trust him with all your heart. Believe him. He's the only way that he can save your soul. So after that, we didn't have any conversation anymore. I had the opportunity to reach a Muslim lady. I had the opportunity to reach an Ethiopian when we are on taxi. Because we don't have any car at that time. Why we have the opportunity to a gangster, to even a Filipino like me. When we are in a Filipino Asian store, and that Filipino was so hard-hearted, even though explain it to him, he don't want it. But I would like to tell to you. Nothing is more important than advancing the gospel, but also nothing can stop the gospel from expanding. Nothing. You know what's the reason? The reason why the gospel cannot stop from advancing is because Jesus is coming again. That's the reason why the gospel will not stop from advancing. Jesus is coming again, just like the grave or the tomb cannot stop him. He will resurrect, and he did resurrect. And Jesus, same Jesus, will also come again and cannot stop him for his coming, because his coming is so imminent. That's why we need to share the gospel while there is time. How about you this morning? What have we done for Christ? As personal, in your personal life, what have we done for Christ? But I will close with this. In Romans chapter 2 verse 16, it says, one day, the Lord Jesus Christ, his gospel will judge us. He will judge us by the gospel of Jesus Christ. What have we done for Christ? We should further the gospel of Jesus Christ.